Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Wednesday, May 13th. I'm Sarith Hawk. Pregnant Black women in Kern County are statistically three times more likely to have life-threatening pregnancy complications compared to white women.
So it's a serious issue. The state knows it. The county knows it. And they're trying to look for various ways of trying to address the problem.
So what's causing the issue and what can be done? Today, we speak with a Bakersfield reporter to learn more. But first, these headlines. Four people from California were exposed to a hantavirus outbreak on a cruise ship earlier this month. State health officials announced two people are being monitored at their homes. Meanwhile, two others were sent to a secure medical facility in Nebraska where they're undergoing health evaluations. Hantavirus is often spread through urine or droppings of wild rodents. The strain that infected people on the Atlantic Ocean cruise ship can easily spread from human to human. Fresno Unified Trustees will once again be asked to vote on a resolution to oppose a plan to expand the city's footprint. The vote over the so-called Southeast Development Area Plan, or SEDA, takes place at tonight's regular meeting. The last time this was brought up in February, a majority of trustees moved to postpone the resolution. The resolution rejects the SEDA plan outright. Critics of the plan say the long-term housing development project would decrease enrollment in long-standing schools. They also say it would drive families to new areas of development and out of the district. The Fresno County Board of Supervisors rejected two proposals from the Fresno County Public Library to participate in Pride Month events this year. The library had requested permission and funds to take part in LGBTQ celebrations in June. Fresno County Supervisor Gary Bredefeld had spoken out about the idea ahead of the board's vote. Here he is at a meeting on Tuesday.
Our libraries belong to all of us. They should be about books, learning, and bringing families together. It should never be about promoting a political agenda or indoctrinating young, innocent, and very impressionable children to accept a lifestyle or political agenda they have absolutely no business promoting.
Dozens of residents supported the idea, but others showed up to the county supervisor's meeting to say children shouldn't be exposed to LGBTQ materials. Voting is 3 weeks away for the June primary. Thousands of people may cast their ballots by mail, but a new analysis of mail-in ballots by KVPR's Rachel Livenall finds many ballots returned late were not even counted last year.
Valley counties such as Kern, Stanislaus, and Merced saw a surge in late ballots for the last election. Melvin Levy is the Merced County Registrar of Voters. He said the ballots were not counted because they were postmarked late.
What we found in the special election last year is it was not a partisan issue. It did not affect one type of registered voter more than the other.
A KVPR analysis found nearly 3% of returned mail-in ballots from Merced County were not received on time to be counted in 2025. Levy is telling voters to mail their ballot at least a week in advance. That says Valley voters will take part in some potential razor-thin congressional races where every vote will make a difference. The Merced County Republican Party isn't all in on mail-in voting. Gene Johnson is the chairman.
I don't believe in the mail-in ballot thing, but if you're going to have mail-in ballots, there should be checks and balances.
Johnson's party will hand-deliver ballots to ensure they're counted. For KVPR News, I'm Rachel Livenall.
The city of Fresno authorized an application for a long-anticipated trail in the north part of the city. It would connect a trail at Woodward Park to a recreation area along the San Joaquin River near Palm and Knees Avenues. The city requested $5 million to cover part of the overall cost. The San Joaquin River Conservancy Board will vote today on whether to award the grant to the city. If approved, the project would add a major recreational route for residents along the state's second longest river.
KVPR's vehicle donation program brings in thousands of dollars each month to support the news and information you rely on. If you've got a car, truck, motorcycle, or boat you're no longer using, please consider donating it. The process is easy.
We'll tow it away free of charge, KVPR gets a check, and you'll get a receipt for your taxes. Find out more at kvpr.org/cars or call 855-277-2346.
And now to our main story. Having a baby can be an exciting but nerve-wracking time. And for Black mothers who are expecting, it can be even more stressful. Racial disparities are persistent in healthcare, and nationwide, Black mothers are more likely to report mistreatment during pregnancy and delivery. Black mothers are also more likely to die from pregnancy-related causes, and it's a national statistic that holds true in Kern County. But there is one silver lining. Doulas are having a positive impact for expecting Black mothers, acting as advocates and supporters through their labor and delivery. Cecile Egbele's recent reporting shows how doulas are filling healthcare gaps for Black mothers in Kern County. Cecile is a fellow with the USC Center for Health Journalism and a reporter with the Bakersfield Observer, a news outlet that covers issues affecting Black residents in Kern County. KVPR's Elizabeth Arkalian spoke with Cecile to discuss her recent reporting.
In your recent reporting with the Bakersfield Observer, for that reporting, you specifically look at how Black women in Kern County die from pregnancy-related causes. They die at more than three times the rate of white women in Kern County. Do we have any indication as to why Black women are experiencing this type of issue at such a higher rate?
Now, I had looked at many Black pregnancy maternal reports from the state, from advocacy groups, and from so many others. And there are some things that are recurring among this. First, Black mothers are said not to be listened to when they go to the hospital to complain of health issues, complications. They are many times ignored symptoms are one of the prominent things that is frequently featured in all this report. Then they have higher rates of hypertension. Even state records shows that. Blood pressure and so many other issues. But primarily among this is race. People believe that because of the color of their skin, they are not being listened to. And many times you hear instances of Serena Williams. When she was pregnant for a baby, she also complained about that. She wasn't listened to. Mm-hmm. And somewhere in North Carolina, there was also a midwife who has been championing Black maternal health issues. She also died of her pregnancy complications because of the same many issues like not being heard and complications with their health. So I think those are the many things, stress factors that actually increase their risk of dying.
Sure, it would be stressful to be in pain and not have someone take your concerns seriously. Something that your report points to is that for Black women and really women in general, having doulas during the birth process can help lower these death rates. For listeners who might not know, first of all, why don't you explain what a doula is and how they help women during the birthing process?
Okay, doulas are not doctors. We need to state that clearly. They are not doctors. They are not midwives. They are non-medical birth companions. You know, they help the mothers through the process of birth. They are that listening ear. Now, they have to go through certification to be a doula. Their duty is to help these mothers through the process of pregnancy, help them with exercise, help them with nutrition, listen to their complaints. Many times, these women cannot. There are some things that they feel like their doctors are not listening to them. They're tired of complaining about certain things, you know. But when they tell their doula understands what they are saying. Then their doula sometimes can walk with them to their doctor's appointment to say, okay, this is what she's trying to understand. The doula understands the medical language that these mothers don't. They flag some of the concerns that these mothers have told them to the doctors. They are just the birthing companion through it. Before the delivery time, the doula has walked them through what it looks like to be in the delivery table, what it looks like to breathe, you know, how your baby is going to be, how you're going to breastfeed your baby. It gives them that assurance. And many of these doulas, some of these doulas are Black. So these women go to these doulas who look like them so that they can help them through the process. And the doulas also help the mothers post-delivery. Now, let me just quickly add this. in California, in medical in California, there's a provision for doula. So the CDPH recognizes the role of doula. They've introduced doula as one of the ways to help me to address this problem. So mothers on medical can actually request for a doula. It's covered by their medical up to 12 months after delivery. So the doulas can go to their homes, help them with their babies, help them clean up, and just everything through their pregnancy process.
So CDPH being the California Department of Public Health.
Yes.
And then you're saying that Medi-Cal does pay for that up to 12 months after delivery, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So doulas help pre and post delivery. It sounds in a lot of ways they help advocate for mothers' needs and help walk them through the process. For your reporting, you featured a Bakersfield woman who actually used a doula. Tell us about Triana Adams and what her experience was like with the doula.
For Triana Adams, she was pretty excited to have a doula. When she had a doula, she had a pretty good pregnancy, but when she was going into delivery, she wanted her doula to be with her in the delivery room. But the hospital, they told her that it's only one person, either her partner or her doula could be with her in the delivery room. And she said that she wants a doula. Her doula is going to give her that confidence in the delivery room, because seeing her doula in the room gives her the trust, gives her the peace of mind to go through the process. And I asked her why she set out to get a doula in the first place. And for Triana, like many of the mothers, they said they wanted a doula that can understand where they're coming from. Here's what she said.
I did want a doula that looked like me, so I feel like they can understand where I'm coming from and, you know, the different things, the cultural backgrounds, like stuff like that. So it did take me a minute to find the doula that I did pick. But when I did find her, it was like an amazing process. Like it was so stress-free and easy.
My takeaway from your reporting was that doulas could help improve Black maternal health outcomes in Kern County. Is there any evidence to show that that is possible?
From the doulas I spoke to, they say it's possible. And from some of the interviews I had with some advocacy groups, they feel it's helping. But we need to understand and note that that is not meant to be the solution. It's a band-aid. It's just a temporary address to the problem. The root cause of the problem needs to be addressed, which is the fact that Black women want to be listened to. They want their voices to be heard. They want their doctors to treat them as well as they treat white mothers and other mothers. So once we can get to the root cause of that problem, I believe it's going to answer a whole lot of the question. But for now, the doula is in place and the state recognizes it. I guess we can start off with that and hopefully it gets better as we go along.
Cecil Agbele, fellow with the USC Center for Health Journalism and reporter with the Bakersfield Observer. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much.
That was KVPR's Elizabeth Arkalian in conversation with Cecile Egbele with the Bakersfield Observer. And that's today's show. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden, Elizabeth Arkalian, and KVPR, with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Sarith Hawk. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.